Welcome to the Sacred Feminine Power Podcast, where we explore the many facets of feminine power and why it is so important for women and for men to step into this power in our world at this time. This is Emmy from Feminine Revered, and my magical guest for today is Lisa Barnett. Lisa is the author of Your Soul Has a Plan, Awaken to Your Life Purpose Through Your Akashic Records. Lisa has devoted her life as a divine channel of the Akasha to help people connect to their soul guidance. She's the founder and teacher of Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom, an internationally recognized school where Lisa has taught thousands of students worldwide and has helped to train and certify dozens of Akashic consultants and teachers. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here with you today, Emmy.
Thank you. It's a blessing to have you with us. And I am super, super excited to be diving into our conversation today. Now, since my podcast is called Sacred Feminine Power, I do love to start by asking my guests, what does Sacred Feminine Power mean to you personally?
Well, it is actually something that I talk a lot about in my work through the Akashic Records. Because one of the things the record keepers say is that it is of the utmost importance to rebalance the divine feminine energies with the divine masculine energies. And so really what that means in so many ways is that it is time for women to step back into their feminine power and to really move out of some level of fear, even of that word. I often find that women cringe a little when I will be doing an Akashic reading for them and the record keepers say, it's time to step into your power. And they kind of cringe sometimes. And the truth is that we are very powerful divine beings of light. And we are here to share our gifts. And for women, that is stepping more fully into their divine feminine power and honestly allowing men to step into their divine masculine power, which is very different than what has been showing up on the planet for many thousands of years.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And I think we're seeing a beautiful awakening at the moment, both amongst women and amongst men, to really understand at a deeper level that we hold masculine and feminine energies inside of ourselves, all of us do, and that our roles are, I think, slowly changing. We're starting to realize that that change is so very necessary.
Yes, absolutely. And it's one of those beautiful gifts that the record keepers have given us, is just a simple meditative healing tool to balance those divine feminine and divine masculine channels within the body so that we can actually easily balance the energy and be aware of when it's imbalanced. And so it is so important for all of us to realize that we hold both vibrations in our body.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Lisa, before we dive any deeper into this topic that we've already started talking about, I would love for you to share a challenge that you faced on your path that's really helped you to activate sacred feminine power within you.
So about 35 years ago, it's been a while now, I worked in advertising. I was a production director at an ad agency. And especially, you know, back at that time, women in business often wore business suits, right? We were trying to match or emulate the men in the business world. And what I realized was that I ran way too much masculine energy for my body, and to the point where I realized that my assistant was afraid of me. Now, even at that time, I thought, how can that be possible? I'm just this very nice, easygoing person. I have a lot of love. But in that moment, I was not being that. I was running the much more aggressive masculine energy about getting it done now, getting it done inexpensively, It was actually exhausting. And it wasn't until I ended up with chronic fatigue, pretty extreme chronic fatigue, that I realized that my body was imbalanced, that my life was imbalanced, and that it was important to bring that back into balance, turn that masculine energy way back down, get the divine feminine rebalanced. And kind of the interesting thing for me was also that during that time, I was newlywed and we were trying to conceive a child. And we tried for almost 4 years. And it wasn't until I partly realized what was going on in myself, in my body. And I actually worked with an acupuncturist to help rebalance a lot of these energies and my body and my health, because I literally had chronic fatigue and a lot of food allergies. But once that all got rebalanced and taken care of, I had three lovely children after that.
That's beautiful. And yeah, it is so powerful when we start to balance those energies inside our bodies. I mean, the doors that open and the new opportunities that start to, you know, wink at us and nudge at us. And it is really magical when that happens. So thank you for sharing about that. What would you say was the hidden blessing or the divine meaning in that challenge now that you're on the other side of it?
Well, it honestly supported me to totally transform my life. So with the chronic fatigue that, you know, really was the challenge brought on by way too much masculine energy, way too much work, way too much just, you know, imbalance in general in my life. Once I had my son, I was blessed to be able to stop working in that industry and go back to studying the healing gifts that I knew I had come to bring out into the world, and eventually was able to open a brick and mortar healing center back then and start accessing the Akashic Records and really start on this journey of being able to share my Akashic wisdom gifts and with the world. And so the illness, right, the chronic fatigue allowed me to wake back up and remember the truth of who I was in that beautiful, as a divine feminine goddess and wisdom teacher in many other lifetimes, and to really be able to step back into embodying that. And of course, with the children, to be able to fully embody the divine feminine and the love and the support that we as women are able to give to our families, to humanity, to our friends, to our businesses also, whether we have children or not. So many women I know are here in service to the divine feminine and really wish to also support the energy of all women. And really have chosen through their soul plan to not have their own children or families, because they really want to be in greater service to the divine feminine in humanity. So my blessing was that it really woke me up and got me back on my path to being the Akashic healer that I am.
Beautiful. I love that, Lisa. And I would love to hear a little bit more from you about how you actually then discovered the Akashic Records.
Yeah, so it was interesting. Like I said, I really went back to studying energy healing. That had always been my calling since I was about 13, 14 years old. I realized that I had come back to be a healer. And so I was very awake as a child and did a lot of studying of spirituality and philosophy in high school and at university. And then I gave it all up. But at that point, when one day the acupuncturist that I was working with my chronic fatigue and rebalancing feminine, masculine energies, just bringing my body back into balance, the acupuncturist said to me, she said, "You know, your soul has a message for you. And I don't know what it is. I'm not getting it. But, you know, maybe you could go see a good friend of mine who is an amazing intuitive and channel. And I said, sure, absolutely. Anything, you know, to heal myself. And I went to see this woman and she said to me, "You are a healer." And at that moment, I thought, wait, no, I'm in advertising. But really, it was like a light bulb went off. I had forgotten my sole purpose in so many ways, or that bigger purpose. We have many purposes. But I had forgotten, and just those words really set, like woke me up to that memory that that is why I was here. So that really was the first thing I stepped into, was being an energy healer and intuitive. But what I found with some clients is I would get so much more information than the intuitive information and the healing information, that I was literally getting this huge expanse of wisdom, of past lives and plans and future concepts, and, you know, just the whole kind of this huge expanse of information. And I was always wowed when that would drop in. And honestly, it took me almost 5 years to figure out who I was talking to, who was giving me all of this amazing information, because back then, no one was talking about the Akashic Records. Back in the, you know, 70s and 80s, it was not really, you know, I mean, Edgar Cayce had talked about it in the 40s and some people had read his books, but it was not common at that point in history. And so it took me many years until I realized that I knew about the Akashic Records. I had been taught by my energy healing teacher to go to the gates of the Akashic Records. But she had always taught us, you can go to the gates and ask for energy healing for your client, but you're not allowed into the Akashic Records. And so it never dawned on me that they would be speaking to me, right? And so it took about 5 years until I finally was, you know, who is this? Where is this information coming from, right? I was a little slow on the uptake there. But I realized I had the ability to access the Akashic Records. And once I was able to, you know, realize that and start to do that more consciously, it became a very deep relationship that I had with them, until they eventually asked me to help them to anchor the Akashic energy back on the planet and invited me to start an Akashic Records school and teach other people to do this work for themselves, and literally to become a certified consultant for those people who are looking for a spiritual business for themselves. And so, you know, it's been many, many, many years since back then, over really 30 years since I woke up probably to this, you know, more to the greater truth of who I was, who I am. And so it's a process. I always think it's important to say that, because I know so many people, especially right now, are starting to wake up. And people often feel like, you know, I need to know everything now. And it's just not the way we work as humans, right? So it's important to realize, you know, I've been on this path almost my whole life, and now I'm in my 60s. And so it's, you know, it has been a beautiful path. And it's important to understand that things happen in divine timing. And that's one of the aspects of allowing ourselves to be in the beautiful divine feminine energy, and to not feel that we have to make everything happen and do, right? Push, push, push. That's a very masculine energy. So listening to the guidance, following the steps is what I just decided to do way back then, and just continue walking this path.
That's beautiful and so inspiring, Lisa. Thank you for sharing more about your journey. And for those of our listeners who are not so familiar with Akashic Records, would you please share a little bit more about what is the Akashic Field and who are the Akashic Record Keepers that you mentioned earlier on as well?
Absolutely. So the Akashic Record is the recording of your soul's journey through all time. So if you imagine that from the moment your soul individuated from source and went on a journey, everything is really automatically recorded in what we call the Akasha. It is part of source energy. It is part of the quantum field. And so I look at it kind of in a couple of ways. The simple one is that each person literally has their own library of books filled with the thousands and thousands and thousands of lifetimes you have spent on Earth and in other places, planes, dimensions, planets. So we are truly ancient and infinite souls, and you have your own personal library, and you have your own personal librarian. Librarians, there's many of them, usually 6 to 12 of them. And that is who I refer to as the Akashic Record Keepers, kind of just a general name, easier. But there are many, and some are kind of the teachers, and they're here to support us in our learning and growth and understanding of our soul plan. And there are Akashic Masters who are really here to help us to start to see the bigger picture of who we are through all time, space, and understand the purposes that we've written into our plan and some of these gifts and talents that are also connected to other lifetimes, to past lives here on Earth. And so the Akashic Masters are supporting us in a higher level. And then the Akashic Lords are the ones who will drop in and speak to me every couple of years. Usually their message is, it's time to write another book. Mm-hmm. And so I've channeled the three books that I've written really from the Akashic Lords, which is the higher, deeper information that is here for humanity, not just for me or for a client I'm working with or a class I'm offering, but really their intention is to bring this divine source energy back to humanity at this time in history.
Beautiful. That is so fascinating, Lisa. And would the Akashic Lords, would they be the same as the Lords of Karma, or is there a difference for you?
Yes. So there is a difference. And this is really kind of the way the record keepers explain themselves. So they are souls who have individuated from source and literally chosen to be of service to other souls by working in this realm of the Akashic field. So, of course, source is infinite, quantum field is infinite. The Akashic Records, they say, is kind of that information arm of source. This is where all of the information of what we as souls have been and done. There are Akashic Records of science and of other planets and of our planet. Sometimes you can ask about the Akashic Record of a specific powerful crystal, or maybe one of your pets. So our pets often have been with us in other lives, places, planes, dimensions. They sometimes don't become human, but they are with us in other realms. And so they could have an Akashic Record also, right? And of course, if you have past lives with your pet, that will be part of your Akashic Record. So what these souls, what these Akashic beings of light have chosen to do, these lords and masters and teachers, are really about being in service to us, mostly as humans. We're the ones who are more curious about accessing our records. And supporting us in understanding who we are, who we've been, the plan we made, the soul contracts we've written with other people, the gifts and talents we want to share, the karmic patterns also that we're here to learn about and to complete. But they're not angels. They're not ascended masters. They're not anyone who's ever been on earth. So they're none of your relatives or friends who have crossed. They literally are very specific to the Akashic field.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for explaining that further. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Well, I'm curious to know, Lisa, if all of us, I mean, you shared that we all have these thousands of books in our libraries, in our Akashic records, and they have the contents of our lives, all the lives that we've lived on planet Earth and beyond. So do we all have a soul plan as a result of that?
Yes, absolutely. So the fascinating thing to me is that the record keepers say that we, as these very ancient wise souls who really want to get a lot done, would not come to Earth without a plan. So it's never a mistake. You know, I know that many of the light workers feel like, how did I end up here? Somebody must have, you know, just dropped me in. Why? What am I here to do? But the truth is that we write a very complete plan that includes, for most of us, at least 30 to 50 soul contracts with other people who are usually here. Now, that doesn't mean we bring every one of those to fruition, because, of course, we travel around the globe. We write in contingency plans. We may have a plan for a significant partner, but they're already married by the time we meet them, or we just never cross paths with them because the Earth is a right, large planet. So most of us actually write a half a dozen or a dozen plans to have a significant or more than one significant partner, if that's what the soul is actually interested in. And the soul is not always interested in that. So they may not write that plan. You may or may not write plans to have a family, because may or may not be really part of your soul's plan and what you came to do, like I was saying earlier. So we do make a plan. It does include a lot of other people to support us. So even if it's not about children or marriage, it's about other support contracts. So I'm here to support you and you're here to support me. Often those are parents, sometimes siblings, often best friends, business partners, significant others, you know, whatever that might be. And so we do really call in a lot of support before we embody. And we also really want to be able to share all of these gifts and talents, or the ones we pick and write in our plan, because if you imagine that you had 600 lifetimes, you have a lot of gifts and talents. But there are some that we really, truly hone lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. I find that many of us in this human realm have chosen maybe 2 to 4 specific kind of talents or gifts that we really want to share with humanity. And sometimes we work on it for a long time. And now finally, again, at this very important time in history, we are able to actualize it. So an example of that is the Akashic record keepers actually pulled the vibration of the Akasha away from Earth during the Dark Ages. So over 1,000 years ago, right, 1,200 years ago, they pulled the energy away because people were in a very low vibration. They were not in much integrity. And so they were misusing the access they had to the Akasha to win wars, to find people's gold, to just, you know, get power. And it's places like that, that power got kind of a bad rap, right? And so, so now, really recently, in the, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, the Akashic record keepers were saying, it's time to bring the vibration back to Earth. And that's why they asked people like me to help anchor it back here by using it, by sharing the wisdom, by teaching other people to access it. And so it's been pretty phenomenal in the last, you know, 25 years to see how how the wisdom and the information and the awareness, honestly, about the Akashic Records has shifted from when I started, you know, 25, 30 years ago to talk about this, like on podcasts or radio shows. We didn't really have podcasts or many. That is all like a big, big process. And then we really want to share some of these gifts. And, you know, like I say, mine happened to be very specific in this lifetime around sharing the Akashic Record wisdom. That was their request of me. But part of our path is often to be communicators, to share wisdom of all kind, right? Such as you, Emmy, I would say, you know, you are a communicator sharing divine feminine wisdom and guidance with the world. And often we have that, you know, in a variety of different ways. That may be a podcast and or a book. Sometimes it's speaking on other stages or getting out there, sharing wisdom with women's groups, or I'm going down to speak at a big expo, Conscious Life Expo soon. And so we find many different ways to share our gifts and talents and express them in the world. And sometimes it's in a more intimate way. It may be speaking about this with your friends or sharing the wisdom with your sister or mother or daughter. And so we all find ways. There is never any kind of, you know, right or wrong way to share our gifts and talents. Many of us do it kind of in a maybe larger way through books and speaking. Most really do it in the way of sharing in with the community and in a more kind of one-on-one or intimate way. And it's all perfect because we have 7 billion people to reach.
Indeed. Absolutely. Yes. Lisa, I was wondering if you could give your take on people who are born with really serious disabilities or a debilitating illness and who are really quite constrained in terms of what they are able to do because of the illness or the disability that they have. How would they have, or what would they have chosen that kind of a life for before they were born?
You know, I'm it's a fabulous question. And of course, so many of my clients have, whether it's a physical challenge or, you know, variety. We all have so many things here on earth. And of course, people say, why would I ever pick that? But what the record keepers say is when you can see an overview of your life, maybe for one person, it may be that they have chosen a challenge because they really want to be able to heal it and share that wisdom with humanity. And for someone else, it may be that they really want to be able to kind of express the beautiful humanity of who they are, even with a physical challenge or a health challenge or whatever it might be, right? So it's about really expressing our humanity in every single form and helping humanity to move out of places of judgment. And it's, again, one of our big collective contracts is to balance masculine, feminine, but balance equality in every way. And sometimes that will show up in, I have a physical disability, but I am every bit as equal as everyone else. And so I am here to show and express that. And some people do it, again, by starting a movement, by doing something locally or something globally. And so we pick a lot of our challenges to be able to overcome them in some way. And then be able to share that gift and that wisdom with people. So I was just at a beautiful event a couple weeks ago, and one of the speakers was in an accident and was paralyzed from the waist down in high school, and he had been an athlete. And so it was a huge shift in his life. And mm-hmm. he says that, you know, at that point it was, you know, do I even want to live now? Mm-hmm. Right. This is my whole life turned on its head. And he chose to get out there and speak about his disability and how he's overcome that and the gifts it's brought him. And he is really out there in the world sharing his wisdom. And so and what he's learned from the challenge he's experienced. So what I find is that the Akashic Records often will help us see the bigger picture and understand this in a different way from kind of a different view, the view of source and divinity and unconditional love.
Mm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks for sharing more about that. And Lisa, earlier when you were talking about the record keepers, and you mentioned the Akashic Lords who come to you when they are nudging you to write another book. So how did they come through to you? What kind of a message did they give you in relation to your soul has a plan?
Yes. So, you know, they are very funny because, of course, they're just, you know, pure love, and that there's just joy and humor in all of that. And so they do, they kind of come in. It's always a little bit louder than usually when I'm speaking to the record keepers. They want to make sure they get my attention, and they do say, it's time to write your third book. And we want you to actually share this wisdom about the soul plan with humanity, because humanity is now waking up and people are starting to realize that we're not victims, that life is not random, that we truly plan it, even though we don't write an easy plan for ourselves 99% of the time. And it is so important for people to really step into this energy, and it's a higher vibration. Of course, when we move out of victimhood, right, into victor, when we move out of our own shame and blame and guilt and judgment, which are very low vibrational energies, and we can pop up into being empowered and curious, and eventually move up into some of the higher vibrations of love and compassion, it shifts our whole energy field. And as we're doing that as a collective, it will completely transform our world. So they basically, you know, will tell me to kind of jump in and find the time. And what I usually do is I'll schedule a few days where I'm away from the house and the family, and I can just do nothing but write. And I, of course, open my Akashic Records, and I just say, okay, I gotta let it flow. And I just write for 3 days, and I just get out of the way, and I don't think about what I'm writing, and I don't judge what's coming through, and I literally just write. And then I'll go back and reread it, and, you know, kind of in conference with the Akashic Lords, I'll, you know, is there more to add? Should I go back and write another, you know, more? I with this book, it was interesting. I went through and I kind of said, so give me some chapter titles to write around. And they did that. And I thought it was kind of cute because they came through a little bit different than an average chapter title. So they put equal signs in the chapter title. So they said, I'll just read a couple because I thought they were kind of cute. Why am I here equals your soul's plan. Mm-hmm. Completed karma equals soul growth. Talents and gifts equals purpose. Trauma equals blocks to freedom. Confusion equals misalignment. Collective gifts equals abundance. And so soul plan equals purpose. And so they kind of came through. So those are some of the chapter titles in the book. And that's what I talk about. I really talk about our soul contracts and our plans and our gifts and talents. And in this book, they had me write some questions for reflection at the end of each chapter so that people, so it's not just something that you're going to read through. It has a little kind of workbook space so that you can reflect on what has been shared in that chapter. And, you know, we look at, so in the past life chapter, one of the questions is, do you think you've lived more than one lifetime? And why? Where else may you have been, right? Have you ever gone somewhere and met someone that was very familiar to you? Who were they? Do you feel that you know them from another lifetime? So we're starting to bring it a little bit more into your life so that you can reflect what I've channeled through from the Akashic Lords. And how does this connect with me, with my life, with what I've been feeling? And then there are healing prayers in each chapter also that I've channeled from the record keepers. And so so you can do some reflections and then use the healing prayers. And many people like to do the healing prayers, you know, two or three times a day for a few days. And then maybe they go on to the next chapter and do some work around that. So you can even use it really as a workbook to start to do some healing for yourself and understand your soul and your soul's plan better. And so it's been very interesting to have worked on this book with them over the last few years. And I'm feel very grateful to have that out now. And it's a bestseller in four different categories, which is always very fun. And so I also have been called to offer four free Akashic Record gifts when people purchase my book. And I know we're going to put that link in the show notes. So if people are interested in purchasing the book, you can just go to that page. And there's a meditation and a ebook with prayers of abundance and a, you know, 90-minute masterclass where I teach tools around being a sovereign soul and really owning your own space, your body, your energy field, so that we can align more fully with our soul's plan, with the Akashic Records, really with our purposes. And so I've offered that along with a 30-day free membership with Positive Prime, which is helps us to reprogram our brains for positivity. So four lovely gifts if you are interested in purchasing the book. It's, you know, those are all worth hundreds of dollars together. And of course, you know, the book is nowhere near that.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. I love that, Lisa. And thank you for sharing your wisdom and your gifts so generously. I really appreciate that. And I am so looking forward to reading your book myself. I am actually studying the Akashic Records myself now with the intention of becoming a consultant, probably within the course of this year at some point. So I'm super, super excited to dive into your book as well and see what the record keepers have channeled through you into this one. So thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's very exciting. I'm thrilled to hear that you're going to become a consultant. So it really is very powerful work. And it's, yeah, it's needed on the planet. Absolutely.
It is. And it's such a powerful healing, not really a method, but something that you can really use for healing for yourself and for the collective, as you mentioned earlier already, that something that's truly needed right now.
Yes.
Beautiful. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. You've shared so much wisdom and so many beautiful golden nuggets in this interview. I really, really appreciate that. And as you said, we'll include the links to your website and your gifts and to the book, of course, in the show notes. And is there anything else that's arising for you right now that is really calling to be shared with everybody?
The Akashic Record Keepers, the beautiful beings of light, are just wanting to share their joy, their gratitude with you and with all of your listeners for doing the beautiful work that you are doing to rebalance the divine feminine, assisting to rebalance, of course, divine feminine and divine masculine, and supporting the world in this very powerful way. And so they say thank you, and they are really grateful for all that you're doing and all the listeners are doing, because I know they too are walking their spiritual path and doing their own soul purpose work. And so the record keepers are grateful.
Thank you so much for sharing that message. I appreciate it. Thank you. Now, everybody, just for a moment, let's focus our intention and our awareness on this beautiful, inspiring energy that's been activated. And imagine sending this energy to everyone and everything on our planet to remember that we are all truly one, and that the more of us have the courage to step into our sacred feminine power, the more quickly our planet will also ascend and heal. Thank you so much for listening.